guys like us and everyone listening on this podcast, when you reach financial freedom, that's when life gets very interesting. Yeah. We're not chasing money. We're chasing opportunity. And that's a different mind shift. That's the abundance mindset.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, I'm Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. I am with Gino Barbaro. Is that correct? Yes?
Yes? Yes, sir.
Yes. Awesome. If I was going to get that wrong, I'd just say my last name, Hinojo. I can never get that wrong. Gino Hinojo. So I've been following Jake and Gino for, I'll say, about a year and a half. Been in multifamily for 2 years, and I didn't really know anybody. And some of you pointed me to your podcast and what you guys were doing, and it was just fun. Just like two guys having a lot of fun, buying apartment buildings, changing people's lives. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're making money, right? But biggest thing is you're changing people's lives, you know? And I genuinely see that in the both of you, where you passionately care about people and everybody that's in your coaching program, in your network, in your, I just like that, right? That you genuinely care about the success of everybody there. You guys aren't just coaches, but you actually do it, right? Mm-hmm. You do what you teach. So you guys have been investing since 2013, 14?
Mm-hmm. 2013, we got our first deal, yes.
You guys have 1,500 plus units, transactions, probably a lot more. And why don't you tell the audience kind of a little bit about you, and then we'll continue from there.
I'm going to keep this to a 30-second.
Yes.
Because if not, I could go on for hours about my background, because I'm a little bit older than you, Javier. I got some white hairs coming out over here. I was in the restaurant industry for years. I had one restaurant. I was awesome. My dad was an immigrant. Mom was an immigrant. Worked my ass off. Hardest business you'll ever be in. When people say they're working hard, go work in a kitchen when it's 110 degrees in the back and everyone's yelling at you and you're washing dishes because the dishwasher didn't show up. That's hard work, everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what you need. You need hard work to succeed in life. You know, Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week, that's great. Once you get to a certain level, you need to start delegating. But when you first start out in multifamily or any endeavor, Jake and I like both the I'm a mentality. I've got six kids, ages 21 to 6. Same wife, everybody. First question everybody asks. Married 27 years. She's a rock star. She's the reason why I am on this podcast right now. I was able to leave the restaurant and went into multifamily full time. You need partners. And she was the best partner that I've had. Jake Stanziano, my other partner. And with the education space, I love it because I finally found my sole purpose. I had the scarcity mindset. Javier's down there teaching teenagers right now. He can say to himself, you know what? I teach these young guys. They're going to take my deals. I could be saying the same thing at Jake and Gino. There's enough deals out there. And if Javier wants to find a deal, he's going to find someone else other than Jake and Gino to teach him. That's the reality. So the abundance mindset says the pie is not finite. It's infinite. You can have more pies. You can learn more stuff. Exactly. And it's amazing the amount of crap that you can learn from your students. It's learn, do, and teach. We've written 4 books. I keep writing books. I keep publishing books with my students because I'm learning more. The more you put yourself out there, the more you have to teach, the more you end up learning. So I love the education space. It's not done from a place of monetizing, although you can make a very lucrative life out of it. But the bottom line is you need to care about it. And I'm fortunate to do it full time. And Jake does the property management full time. We split responsibilities and then we cross over. Our paths cross over every single day because we're vertically integrated. We have different, you know, streams of revenue going on and they complement each other. Because when I learn something on a podcast with Javier, I can go, hey, Jake, are we doing that in property management? Because we should be doing it. We should be doing rent collections. We should be doing surety bonds, whatever the case may be. So that's the beauty about the education space. You're learning, you're teaching, you're having opportunities brought to you, and you're helping other people's lives. And we're on the bottom line is we're creating multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what multifamily is all about. You need to become a mom entrepreneur. Think from that mindset of it's not just buying tenants, toilets, trash, termites, whatever you want to call it. You're buying assets. You're buying little multiple streams of revenue in each deal. And from those, there's so many benefits to it. But if you're looking at it as just an asset where you're just buying it and you're just trying to run it, no, there's so much more to it. And you have to first start out, you buy your first, second, third deal, you're going to have inflections in your life. Once you start looking at it as, hey, I can scale this up. I can hire people. I can put people in doing this into systems. We didn't do that in the beginning. That's why for us, the first couple hundred units were difficult. After that, we figured it out. We're like, oh, we need coaching. We've never scaled a business before. And man, that really, really helped us up to scale our portfolio.
Yeah, I want to kind of focus on something you said earlier, right? As far as you're changing people's lives, you're building entrepreneurs, partnerships, families, you know, legacies are being built, right? Mm-hmm. And but one thing, right, that when you teach somebody, at some point, you know, you might need their help, right? Isn't that crazy? Like, you got a student, you're like, hey, I actually need your help for something, right? It's not like, hey, I'm your mentor, but like, hey, come help me out. I mean, nice. Talk to me about that. Has that happened to you?
I have so many examples. Bill Ham's our coach. He wrote a book on creative cash, seller financing, mass lease options. I know it. We've done over $20 million in these, but I didn't have the time to sit down 12 months to write a book. He wrote it. We published it together because we have the publishing arm. We have a bigger view. Yeah. I have a student named Brian Hemeniger. Big shout out to Brian. He started Toastmasters in Jake and Gino. I don't have the time to start it out. So every Wednesday, we meet at 8 p.m., about 15 to 20 of us on there, honing our skills. I never would have started that entrepreneurial venture, because that really is, you know, you want to sharpen the saw, as Covey says, that's how you do it. Other examples, student brought us a deal last year as far as partnering with that student. Other students who love to teach every week, they come and teach our students every week about the LinkedIn platform, about doing better on social media. We're leveraging them as well. And then, you know, as all other platforms and all other technologies are out there, they're teaching us and sharing with our students, and we're able to utilize that as well. I mean, the things are countless. I mean, you can look at every example that I give you and pull it out. And it's just that, as they say, 6 degrees of separation. It's just amazing how that comes around where they're learning. And, you know, when you are a beginner, and this is the thing that's bothered me with COVID. Everyone's an expert on everything, and we don't know anything at the end of the day. If you're just open and you're able to absorb information and you're able to be logical about it and not emotional about it, and almost as if you're a beginner, and you will have an amazing life because you won't say no to everything right away. You'll look at it objectively and go, that's, you know, a way of looking at things. Let me give you a quick example. I was putting my son, he went to get a job 2 years ago. I want him to be a busboy. He worked in my restaurant, but I want him to bus tables. And bottom line is he hated it. It sucked. And I'm glad because he was making $8 an hour. And he's like, Dad, I don't want to do that. I'm like, good. You know what that feels like, right? But we walk into the business and they have this platform where they're onboarding their employees with ADP. And it's not in the it's not real estate, but it's restaurant. So when you walk into any business, you can always learn something from another business. We actually adopted the ADP platform. We've moved on to Paylocity. But when you're scaling up, you have 3 or 4 employees, you don't need that. But now that you have 60 employees on payroll, you sort of need a system. You need an HR person. But just to say that one little thing, when you're walking into businesses, they're so complementary. All of these businesses are income over expenses, and they're really very similar, every single niche. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and look around. You'll be amazed at what you can learn if you have no objective, if you have no, I guess, you keep yourself detached and you have empathy towards everything you're looking at. You'll be amazed what you could learn.
So I know you have different ventures. So do you look at each one like saving, buying apartment buildings, right? Mm-hmm. You're buying an apartment building. Yes, it's real estate, but it's also a business, right? So how do you kind of correlate all that like from your other ventures, right? Do you see them all kind of the same, just different niche? But like you mentioned, right, just income and expenses.
That's a great question. I'll give you another example. We started out at a company called 100 Year Real Estate. Okay. That's basically a company that sells whole life insurance. Why whole life? Whole life is amazing because you need a 100-year mindset, long-term mindset. You put money into whole life policy, you're not making money day one. 3 to 4 years, you may break even, but it's for your whole life. You're building up cash value. You borrow money from that policy, you put it into a real estate deal. You've got two assets now. You pay back the policy loan. When the policy loan is paid off, you've got two. Now, most people are going to go, too expensive. No, long-term, every freaking rich person has whole life. You talk about tier one capital. Bank of America has $20 billion of it on its balance sheet. It only has $3 billion of stock as of 2015. That's what the numbers were. It's a tier one capital. It's a safe harbor. I don't want to make 0.3% in the bank. I'd rather make 4% here, not continually compounding. I can borrow my money. People like, I got to pay my own for my own money. Yes, but in the long run, it's an amazing venture. So that's one type of business we're in. But when you're talking about multifamily specifically, I think the entrepreneur needs a set of criteria, and we need to be able to say no right away, either yes or no. That maybe is really, really hard for us. So when you're looking at an asset, buy right, manage right, finance right, that's what we talk about in multifamily. Set up your buy right criteria. What kind of asset are you looking for? What's the vintage? What's the age? What's the asset class? Let's go into median income of the area. Let's go into unit mixes. Once you can really get granular, all of a sudden deals start coming to you. If it doesn't fit your criteria, you could say no real quick and focus only on what you want to strike. And I think it's the same thing with the business ventures that we have. They're really very complementary to what we're doing. We have the syndication company. We have the education company. We have the property management company. We're starting a development company. We want to start building small multifamilies. If there's no opportunity to buy them, maybe we can build them at a cheaper rate. And now we have the 100-year whole life, which really rounds out the entire mindset. Because as an investor, it's okay to get into crypto, but don't quit 3 weeks later. If you're going to get into it long term, because you're going to have to learn it. You're going to have to adopt it. You have to live, breathe, and be obsessed by it for you to become really good at it. So the 100-year mindset is really all about that, thinking long term and thinking how it can fit into your life.
Yeah. So you mentioned quite a few things there. And at the very end there, you mentioned crypto. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that. So I'm a little curious. What does Dino have to say about crypto?
Yeah, I have a friend who's really good at it. He tells me what to buy. I'm buying XRP, I'm buying Stellar, and I have some Anchor, ANKR. Not a lot of money. I got about 50 grand in it. If I lose it tomorrow, great. Yeah. It's okay. I'm not going to lose it. But if Anchor goes from 8 cents to $3, then who got something to write home about? My life changes. That's the way I look at that venture. To me, that's more speculative because I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't put a valuation on it. I can't put a valuation on what Bitcoin. There's 89% of all Bitcoin's been mined so far. There's not much left to mine, right? And I can't put an intrinsic value on it. I can't see the future cash flows like I can in multifamily. I don't see the tax benefits like I do in multifamily, so I don't understand it. So I'm not going to put a lot of my money into it unless I can understand it. And I'll learn, but let me tell you something, everybody. It's the internet of 1995. This is what crypto and Bitcoin and blockchain is right now. And if you don't understand that, you don't realize that, sucks for you, but that's just the reality. I'm trying to figure out. My partner was telling me to make a Jake and Gino coin 5 years ago. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But now it's the tokenization. Now it's coming right now. It's going to happen. You're going to see it. But if you're going to get into it, please just do your research. Go on and do your research and just be aware that it is speculative. It's not. I look at investing in speculation as completely different. When I'm investing in multifamily, to me, it's more of an investment because I do have yield. I'm buying a hard asset. It's a hedge against inflation. There are tax benefits and I can really set up a business. When it comes to crypto, it's almost like buy at one price, try to sell higher at another price. And to me, that's like the stock market. You're sort of speculating. Now, if you want to get into it and you want to put your money into one of those places where they save and they give you an interest rate back, I guess you can say that's sort of investing. But to me, when I don't know something, it becomes more of a speculative play. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. And you hit the nail on the head when you said, hey, I have a friend who's an expert. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, you know, I'll take his advice. If I lose my money, it's just my play money. Yes. And but if I make a lot, thank you. I have a really good friend there.
Right? I have a few of those cars that you got in the driveway down there. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. So anybody out there who wants to do crypto, actually don't do what I did. Gino, so what I did was I just told my staff to just pick random crypto, any crypto they wanted. I didn't care what it was, and I would buy it. Yeah, and it's not going very well. don't do that. Uh-huh, and I think I bought like $100K worth. So it's not the way to do it. So,
but you know actually, what though, for you it's fun though. For you, it's something. You know, it's not something where that's where you're getting your food. That's where you're putting your kids through college. That's not your retirement money. It's a little bit different. So it's just more. It's more fun. It's more speculative. If you hit it, you got a story to tell. That's a different story. People are out there are borrowing and margining and leveraging themselves to pony up. No, if you're not, you know what you're doing. That is dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. So guys, only invest money you can afford to lose. That's probably disclaimer on this right here. So I appreciate you sharing with that. I appreciate you sharing. I would have never guessed in 100 years that you would have mentioned that. And that's actually pretty cool. You know, you're a pretty diverse guy. You're very passionate, right? I can tell, I mean, right away, just from watching you on social media or when you present, super passionate. What is it that drives you? Like, where do you get that passion from? You just wanting to get better all the time and wanting to make people around you better.
That's a good question for everybody out there, especially for me. What drives you? For me, I just didn't like what I was doing when I was in the restaurant. And I knew, honestly, I think God makes us something better than what we are. We always look at ourselves and that's a fault of mine because I want to constantly get better and I'm never satisfied. My wife's like, well, you're okay. What do you want? Because once I feel like I've hit the pinnacle, there's no more room for improvement. So it's really a double-edged sword because sometimes you don't enjoy the ride. Yeah. But at the same time, if you stop and slow down and go, oh, I'm perfect. I don't have anywhere to grow. That's sort of difficult too. So I love what I'm doing, Javier. I don't know how many people out there can raise their hands and go, I love my job. And I wasn't one of them for a long time. The first 40 something years of my life working there, I liked it. There were points. My dad passed away. Then I sort of lost the passion of it. Then the 2008 comes around and it's really tough. And I just didn't like what I was doing anymore. And when you find something, you like what you're doing, you know, everyone talks about this retirement, financial freedom for retirement. Guys like us and everyone listening on this podcast, when you reach financial freedom, that's when life gets very interesting. Yeah. We're not chasing money. We're chasing opportunity. And that's a different mind shift. That's the abundance mindset. And, you know, for me being on a podcast in the middle of the afternoon, I love that. I love to do that. I love to share. And if I can make some money, great. If not, I've just made a great connection with Javier here. I'm sure we'll be doing business in the future. I'm sure his Rolodex is open to mine and my Rolodex is open to his. Sure. He's going to be in October in my live event. We're going to meet there. So that's what the life of an entrepreneur is. Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes people think you're crazy. But when you can connect with other entrepreneurs, it's like, oh, yeah. Working with who you want to, when you want to, where and why. I think that's what everyone ultimately wants to strive for. And it's time freedom. But for me, it was weird because I thought I'd slow down and work a little bit less. I moved down to Florida from New York. I'm working just as much, just working differently. And I really enjoy it. I really love what I'm doing here.
Cool. Sure. I do want to ask you this question, right? And I kind of asked, and people always want to know, like, hey, how do you find, you know, your properties? How do you source money? And you kind of mentioned something else even before that. So I want you to talk about that, because actually I don't want you to tell me where to source deals or source money. I want you to tell me where it all begins.
So it's really, really funny. When we started out, same thing. I had the same questions. I really think, and you'd mentioned it also, behaviors are belief driven. That's the first thing. If you can believe you can do something, you can do it. I just started taking singing lessons about a month ago because my kids are all singing opera. And I wanted voice because I'm trying to become a better speaker. So I'm trying to get more of a voice, trying to use my throat more, less diaphragmatic, the proper way to do it. And I didn't think I could sing for crap. So I've got this George, this big Russian guy. And he's like, he thinks all Italians can sing, got a great voice. So I start saying, he actually tells me, first lesson, he says to me, sing a song. I'm like, I don't know what the hell to sing. So I want to sing Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, to be honest with you. But he starts saying, let's sing Santa Lucia. So I'm like, okay. Sul mare lucica. I didn't know the words. So I'm singing, and it was really weird. And I'm just saying to myself, I just want to sing. How do I sing? And it's the same thing, I think, when you get into real estate or anything, we just want to know everything right away. If I can believe I can sing, and I now believe I can sing, my voice is much better than when I first started. I didn't think I could sing at all. And this guy's telling me I've got a fantastic voice. I have to continue. And I do, because my kids. But my point is, if I can believe I can sing, then I'm going to show up at the lessons every week. Then I'm going to put in the time, put in the hard work. I'm going to be held accountable to do it. And it's the same thing as if you're getting into multifamily or if you're getting into single family. Right now, everyone's telling you there's no deals out there. The Jake and Gino community, they have over 18,000 units closed, over $1 billion in assets closed to date. They're finding deals out there. Why are they finding deals? Because they're the ones who are putting in the hard work. They're getting educated. And as you said, education times action equals results. That's the whole thing. It's all about the investor mindset. You're not going to get into any venture and 3 months later have deals falling in your lap. It's not going to happen that way. But you need to start right now. And for everybody out there, I remember having Jay Scott on a podcast back in 2015 or 16. He started flipping homes back in 2008, probably the worst time in history to start flipping homes, but he started. You could find a deal easy, but you couldn't sell it. He started. Now everyone's saying, well, multifamily, it's too hot. Everything's too hot. I think asset prices are going to continue to elevate. If they continue printing money and you have $4 trillion out there that hasn't been placed anywhere, asset prices are going to continue to elevate. So you need to get into the space, whatever you're doing. Learn it, create those relationships, learn who the brokers are, because that's where you're going to get deals from the brokers. Learn the market itself, learn how to do some direct mail campaigns. That's another way. Learn all the property managers in the area, all the title companies. That's where you're going to find deals. Because you say, where do you find deals? There's certain ways in multifamily on how you're finding deals. And for you to be out there doing the work, that's how you're going to do it. But if you're going to wait for the market to crash, when the market does crash, Javier and Gino are going to find those deals because we've been doing it for a while. So you just need to start. You need to believe you can do it. You need to find a team because multifamily is a team sport. I've got Jake. I've got the property management team. We've got a team built around us. If you're out there by yourself trying to find deals, it's going to be hard. Find a team out there and help you out.
Oh, man. I appreciate that. That's some great advice for everybody out there. Even if you're out there like you started on your own, you bought a couple hundred units without having any coaching or mentoring or really any growing your network. There's some folks out there that are doing it that way. And I believe the power of networking and coaching and getting some mentorship, because either you're going to pay somebody now to mentor you, teach you, and get into their network, or you're going to pay the street. And the street is going to cost you a lot more.
I love that. Okay? I love that you said that. It's so true. You either get your education in this classroom or on the street. That's great.
On the street. And the street is brutal, right? Then it's not going to care, right? It'll take your shirt. It'll take everything. So.
But Javier, let me ask you, I mean, in every endeavor that I've done in my life, I'm going actually this weekend. One of our team members got us a quote unquote trip to Friday and Saturday. We're going to shoot guns. I go to the gun range, but I don't really know how to shoot a gun well. So for 2 days, we've got a trainer. He's going to teach us how to shoot guns. The singing, some other thing. I've never really sung before. In 3 or 4 lessons, I've already got a pretty quality voice, considering that I've never done it before. Scaling up a business. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on learning how to scale up a business because we never scaled it up before. We never learned. Marketing. Our marketing is not great. I mean, take a look at every facet of your life. Wherever you want to get better, if you've never done it before, how are you supposed to do it? You can go around and spend years and try to figure out yourself, or you can hire somebody, or you can learn from somebody else. I think learning and investing in your education is where you need to go. Just pick out certain facets of your life that you want to get better and invest in it.
All right, let's talk a little bit about education. So you have an event coming up the 23rd, 24th. I'm going to go to it, and I'm going to get some of the teens to go. I'm going to talk to them after I get off the podcast with you, see which of the teens can go with me, because I think that'll be amazing for them.
Oh, yeah.
They're between 16 and 19, just to get around that atmosphere, that networking. I'll have more of the t-shirts, the Teen Millionaire Challenge shirt, and just get them out there just to network, right? And just sit there and take it all in. I don't want to talk about what I was doing when I was 16, because I don't want to talk about it. But anyways, I wish I would have been doing that, right? Yes. So go ahead and let us know, what do you got going on?
So for you, you don't know, you have no idea what you're doing for these kids, because if you're putting them in that exposure, they're going to realize they don't have to go to college. That's an option, but they don't have to if they don't want to. And living that lifestyle and seeing other young adults doing that, I mean, they're like, wow, I just thought everyone went to college, or everyone became a plumber, or everyone went to a trade. No, you can do whatever you want to. And opening their eyes to that is amazing. On the 23rd and 24th of October, it's Multifamily Mastery 4. It's in Orlando. I mean, the weather's going to be perfect down there. It's Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have about 600 attendees at this event. We're going to be teaching buy right, manage right, and finance right. That's what we're going to be teaching, our three-step. We have a syndication attorney out there going to be teaching syndication. We're going to be having broker panels out there talking how to network with brokers. We're going to be talking about the finance portion as well. So it really encompasses all multifamily. And then we have a speaker. His name is Rick Sapia, who started the 100-year mindset, that whole brand. And talking about, you know, as entrepreneurs, we need to figure out our core values. And he's going to talk about his core values, which are simplicity, probability, and leverage. Those three core values are part of his life. And every decision that he makes, he can make it quickly because it's based upon his core value. So we'll be discussing a lot of that stuff. It's going to be entrepreneurial, but definitely focus on multifamily.
Awesome. So I'll make sure that I have a link in the show notes for everybody to register. And it's October 23rd and 24th in Orlando. So I'm actually going to get there a few days early and take my family and go to go out to one of the amusement parks and kind of enjoy it a little bit. So October is really nice weather in Orlando. Everybody,
We are calling it the financial vacation for smart people. And right there, Javier just proved my point.
Awesome. Well, Gino, I appreciate your time. And one thing that I definitely don't take lightly, right? Because you'll never get this half an hour back. And I appreciate you taking some time and sharing some knowledge and some pointers. But I come to my favorite part of the show, which I am going to do. I call it the Naked Truth Roulette. I'm going to ask you 3 random questions. It has nothing to do with real estate. So we all can get to know you a little bit more personally.
You are killing me, my friend.
All right. So you see my screen. And trust me, you don't have to be nervous. It'll be nice questions.
As long as I'm going to take my shirt off, I'm okay.
We're okay. I did have a different version, but I was a little bit rough. All right. I got 3 questions for Gino here. And let's go with question number 1.
Shoot.
All right. First question is, what is your favorite quote?
Off the top of my head, 2. I'll give you 2. Okay. Number 1 is from Shawshank Redemption. Get busy living or get busy dying. That's what Andy said in the yard. I love that when he looked at Red.
Yeah.
And the other one would be, profit is the fuel. It is not the destination.
Interesting. I've never heard that one. Profit is the fuel, not the destination. I've never heard that one.
You need to make money, but that's not what we're in business for, I think. I think that's what it sums it down.
All right. Okay. Well, question number 2. Let's see what we got. You've been married 27 years. So what is the worst chore to do?
It's really funny. My wife stays home with the kids and she homeschools the kids. So my chores, I mean, take out the garbage. That's about the only thing I do in the house, to be honest with you. That's it. That's pretty boring for you.
But I thought you said you had a 6-year-old. You have a 6-year-old?
Yeah, but I mean, they're all self-sufficient. You homeschool the kids. The kids they're out their own, man. They got their own stuff going on.
I have a 10-year-old at home, and I told my wife, I have at least 8 more years of not throwing the garbage out. At least 8 more years. Anyways, all right, here we go. All right, question number 3.
Javier, you're smart enough. You'll figure that one out, bro. You got more than 8 years.
All right, let's go. Let's see what we got here. Okay, this is interesting, right? No COVID, okay? No, COVID doesn't exist, and you're not wearing a mask. So you had to meet somebody for a meeting in an elevator, and you could either do one of these two things, brush your hair or brush your teeth. Which one would you do?
Dude, I got to brush my hair. My hair, I look terrible if I meet somebody with my hair all jacked up. I could put a hat on, right? But still, it would look terrible. So I got to go with brushing the hair.
Awesome. Brush the hair for sure. Thank you, Gino, so much for being a good sport and answering those three questions. Don't forget, guys, down below, you'll see the link to the, what's the official meeting? Mastery.
Multi-Family Mastery 4.
Multi-Family Mastery 4 in Orlando. I'm going to be there. I'm taking my wife. That'll be the first one my wife goes with me. And I'll be taking my 16-year-old and some of the teens that are here. So thank you, Gino. Anything That's else awesome. You'd like to add or how somebody can get a hold of you?
That is it. I think you said you can't get your half an hour back. I don't want to get this half hour back. I had a great time. I enjoyed myself. And I think as entrepreneurs, sometimes we need to enjoy ourselves. Everything we want to do, we should always strive to enjoying what we're doing. And also remember that we're not the heroes in the journey. We're the guides. Everyone listening to this should be the hero. We should be out there trying to guide and help others. That's what I think entrepreneurs, that's what our goal should be. We're really here to build amazing things and try to solve problems. That's what we should ultimately do. And if anyone wants to reach out, just go to jakeandgino.com. Go to the website, check us out. If you want a book, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy of Creative Cash.
Awesome. Hey guys, go ahead and email. I will make sure that email is on the show notes as well. And you will get a book. That is awesome. Gino, thank you again for your time. And I am Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel, or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks. For everybody, it's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's a really cool Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.